Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris
and Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Right now, of course, a lot of people in the United States are dealing with some pretty severe weather. It has been pretty crazy out there in a lot of places, like negative 30 to negative 40 wind chills in some places, complete whiteouts on some highways causing massive wrecks. And luckily, we here in old New Hampshire, we're just getting a little bit of wind, getting some rain.
Yeah, and not too bad.
And it was warm today. It was in the 50s.
Yeah. Didn't it get up to 60?
I heard it might have. I don't know. I wasn't outside most of the day.
I don't know where the warm weather's coming from. It seems like the weather was moving in from the sort of...
Like sucked it up from down south.
Yeah, south and west, but...
deposited it here. And down south, it's below freezing. And
really?
Bonnie was just talking to her parents.
Where's the weather coming from? Is it...
Well, it's
the
like,
ocean or something?
I don't know. Maybe it's like coming down from Canada. I haven't looked at the forecast, but that's just what's happening. Bonnie talked to her parents. They live in northern central Alabama or something, and they're below freezing tonight, like 9 degrees or something like that. So
it's cold outside, but it ain't that cold.
It's a weird here, anyway. Storm.
Well, you want to hear weird. Our hometown of Sarasota has a high of 74 today and a low of 38.
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
that's an incredible move.
For Florida.
Yeah,
well, just Florida, period. Sure. Those kind of numbers are amazing in a day.
We're going to have a big swing today, too. I think it was high, like you said, maybe up scraping 60. Low tonight's supposed to be below, like, I don't know, 12 or something
negative,
like that.
Negative, definitely below, like, negative 10 or 20 or something like
that. I didn't see that.
Today's the last full day for me in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's a high of, like, 50 degrees today. And the high tomorrow... Saturday, the first full day that I'll be, that's Saturday, first day I'll be in Sarasota, high of 44. How do you like that?
It won't last for more than a day, though, Sue.
It'll be 45 on Sunday, then 56 on Monday, and then 63 on Tuesday.
So that's, obviously happening in a lot of people's lives right now. We, of course, have things to talk about tonight. Mark, you've been wanting to talk about this Montana trash entrepreneur story. There's, a couple guys or a guy in Montana. He wants to pick up people's trash. And you know what? Anybody that feels the calling to pick up people's trash, I think should be thanked from the bottom of our hearts, because that is one of the worst jobs you could probably possibly have. And you really have to have a love for something like that, just to see things getting clean. And there are people like that in the world, right? Like that they get satisfaction out of cleaning up after people.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is I actually have a shirt with you guys know the thin blue line on it.
Yeah.
Well, I have one with a thin green line on it.
For the trash people.
Oscar the Grouch, with his character, and it's more to make fun of the thin blue line folks. But I actually do got respect for people who pick up trash.
They make a huge difference.
They're doing an honest job, and think
what
about
would
where
we do
we'd
without
be
them.
With, right. What would we do without them?
And I sort of feel the guys that plow are on this.
They're important.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Definitely
on this list.
People down south don't really understand that, although they might now.
Well, they don't today. Because there's no plows down there.
Yeah, that's right. Salt either. So it's incredibly treacherous.
I was in Dallas last year about this time, and they had two inches of snowfall, and
people are dying everywhere.
They were shut down for 2 days.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere
because it just kind of melted a little bit, turned into sheets of ice.
You'll clear careen right off that road, that highway. So there's a story about this guy who's an entrepreneur. We can get into that, but I know Chris, you have been doing an amazing job at writing up every day from all 10 days of court for the Crypto 6 trial that I just got out of.
Yeah.
And on the positive side, I didn't have to go to court today. Didn't have to wake up at 6:30 in the morning.
That's true.
On the negative side, I was found guilty of all 8 counts, which is a real, you know, a real bummer. I don't think anybody said. I think some people might have said, "Oh yeah, there could have been a couple of guilties just because people didn't understand money transmission and you know, there's some kind of quirky stuff with that."
You're an optimist, and I have to say, I'm not. I have this pessimistic, you know, view of the system. And
I'm pretty pessimistic towards juries.
Yeah,
I really am.
I mean, it's like I don't have a lot of high expectations. Everything is slanted. The system's designed to be slanted at every level, whether it be juries or prosecutions or judges. And you know, it's at best, I was saying all along, you know, at best, even though you had a strong case, there's a 50-50 chance because their juries are finicky.
Yeah.
You know, 70% of people or something around that, you know, who take it to trial get convicted.
They
And 98% take a plea deal. So
because they understand they're probably going to get convicted at trial.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, they punish you harder when you go to trial.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't want you to go to
trial.
That's
why they call it a deal.
They don't want you to have to. They don't want to have to work. They don't want to have to put on an actual case.
I absolutely never imagined that they would come back
with all 8 counts.
Yeah. And clearly, what the jury was saying was, you know, we don't feel sympathy for Mr. Freeman.
Yeah.
We don't care what the law says.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Yeah.
What we care about is that these victims, you know, they got hurt and we hate it.
Someone must get punished.
Yeah. I have to wonder. So I know there was at least one hater on the jury in that case, and I think she ended up being an alternate. But I wonder if there were others that we just don't know about.
Well, there may be haters, but you don't have 12 haters. Those people didn't.
Maybe not.
They didn't argue.
It doesn't mean they didn't influence the other jury members within.
Sure.
If had a strong opinion, then
how many hours did the jury deliberate?
6, 8.
About 5, yeah.
It wasn't long.
And in that amount of time, they had to come up with, you know, what are our hours going to be? What, you know, let's go through each of these charges and a whole variety of things. They were ready to find you guilty on, at the very least, some, if not most, off the bat.
Yeah.
I'm not of the opinion that one strong individual influenced.
I don't think
this
it had
jury.
To be one strong individual either.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, as we were saying, you know, juries are already finicky, right? They're already slanted towards the prosecution. So you're right on that. It didn't necessarily have to be the case, but I still wonder if that was.
And having sat in there, I didn't think the prosecution made its case. Mm-hmm. I thought that I watched and I saw Sisti make the better case.
It's my attorney.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, and we didn't even have to make a case, right? Like, it's the prosecution's obligation to prove beyond a reasonable doubt all the counts.
And that's the theory of it, right? That's the logic of it. But that's not how the real world works. That's not how juries work. It's, you know, that's how they're supposed to work.
Apparently.
That's the marketing. That's the propaganda behind it. But this is why our system, it doesn't work.
Well,
it worked for the system, though.
I said long ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I said before this, before we ever, you know, saw this, is if I'm sitting at trial, I would prefer to have a 3-judge panel deciding what happens to me, because at the very least, they look at the law, they're going to try to figure out what, they know what a reasonable doubt is, and they're going to look at the law. I don't feel like that occurred here. I'm not trying to say the jury's a bunch of dum-dums or anything like that, but they don't.
They're not professional.
Yeah, they're
lawyers.
Not professionals.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have mattered, honestly, but, you know, I definitely, let me put it this way. I don't necessarily think it's a clear-cut winner as far as how you get tried, whether it's a bench trial or, you know, a jury. But at the same time, I don't necessarily know that a judge would have ruled differently, because a judge is still, they're not that different from that person, those people on the jury.
Well, they're still working for the government.
And most of the time, they're former prosecutors anyway. They're trained, you know.
And that's the case of this judge. He's
right,
a former prosecutor.
Exactly what, you know, is the case of this judge. And the judge already, at one point in a hearing, instructed the prosecutor to go after you for something that the prosecutor said wasn't had no basis. And it's like, okay, well, that's basically saying mob justice, hang him from a tree. It's like, how is that a fair trial? I mean, the judge isn't even impartial like he's supposed to be.
Well, Ian's attorney wanted to do juries. He believes he connects with juries, and I believed he was connecting with the jury. So
he thought he was too.
Yeah, I think he did.
It would be interesting to find out what happened in that jury room. Of course, you know, well, the only way
you'll
that
never
could
know.
Be done. Well, in theory, you could reach out to jurors. I mean, I can't because there's certain rules about
sure.
that. But,
yeah.
but lawyers could. I mean, that's the thing that can and does happen with defense attorneys is they do reach out to jurors. And, you know, what happened there? And sometimes they talk, sometimes they don't. The number here is 603-283-6160, but that's water under the bridge, at this point. So,
sure, you're right.
Chris, you were there for every single day of this. You're certainly welcome to have more commentary here in moments.
Yeah, sure.
Or we can bring up, you can bring.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah!
Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Santa Claus came early this year. Captain Kickass just stopped into the studio here.
It's a fat man with a beard. And he slays.
Yes, indeed. That's a good one.
Absolutely wasn't mine.
He brought me a mini mint chocolate bomb tonight, so
I could I know how you like free food.
Later on. what'd you guys get?
Mine looks like the peanut butter. Mine looks like the peanut butter chocolate.
This is a peanut butter one.
There was a raspberry chocolate.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, chocolate. Chocolate peanut butter, yeah. Jumbo nice. Chocolate peanut butter.
You know, you just can't, like the diets, you got to let them go until
holiday season, you mean?
December 25th or 26th. I feel like, you know, there's too many good tasting things that come around. And
right, you can't turn it down.
You can lose weight the rest of the year. I'm, you know, constantly attempting to lose weight. I shudder to think, you know, if I might be up to a full 190 by the time I get back to the house.
You don't really have to worry about it until, you know, the nice weather comes around in New Hampshire anyway, so.
He doesn't live here.
No.
That's true. You got to be good all year round.
That's the point. That's the best way to do it.
So it's Ian, Chris, and Mark here in the studio tonight. It'll be Mark's last night for the moment. He may be joining us remotely at some point from wherever it is he is on the road.
I'm going to certainly try. We're going to do our best.
And also want to let you know about the Socratic experience. For instance, if you have a child in a government school, you know it's a bad plan. 1 out of 5 graduates are functionally illiterate. 75% of high school students are unhappy. 63% of them are disengaged. And according to the CDC, 19% are considering suicide. So if you want to get your kids out of the government school, what's the plan? What do you do? Well, Michael Strong is a highly acclaimed and globally known educator. He launched an online academy called the Socratic Experience, where your child can have the same elite education found at Oxford at an affordable price. Students there learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. The Socratic Experience nurtures your child's unique genius. It's a proven school, and students get into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. You can mention Free Talk Live and save 20% off your first year tuition. Go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. You can get the parent guide there. That's SocraticExperience.com/FTL, and you save 20%. Class space is limited. It's SocraticExperience.com/FTL. We were kind of doing more recap on the Crypto 6 trial. Chris, you were there for all 10 of the days in court. That things looked good.
Actually, it was 11 days because I came out to the verdict as well.
Sure, that's
although
true.
I actually missed the verdict part, except I got you coming out.
That's okay. Yeah. The verdict was the least interesting part, or the most disappointing part, I guess, yeah, of the entire trial.
It was a good part to miss, right?
It was pretty shocking. I think everybody in there was pretty surprised by it. And so now, you know, the next step, of course, is sentencing. But you wanted to talk about the facts versus the law as somebody who sat there and observed this whole thing.
And wrote up on it.
It's all at freekeen.com if you want to read detailed logs and what.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to take 10 days to read it. It's so long.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
But, yeah. No, yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we talk about, like, how does the system work, right? And especially a jury with the juries. And it's my understanding that the juries decide on the facts, but the judge decides on the law.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your understanding of it? Okay. So, and that's kind of interesting because, you know, at this point, it's the law that matters, I believe, and not so much the facts. The facts have decided you're not going to undo, you know, what the jury decided, unless there is an issue with the law that was such as, for example, the judge at one point ruled that Bitcoin
is funds,
right? And of course, if that's something that's appealable, then you know, I guess an appellate court decides no, it's not. Well, then I don't know what happens. I guess a new trial. I'm not entirely sure. I think that would
be good point.
What would end up happening because you can't undo it. You can't fix it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bet you it'd be an interesting question to ask a judge. How many cases have you presided over where you regret the decision that the jury made. The judges don't get a lot of jury trials, period.
No.
I mean, you know.
They 2 years. 2 years since the last one in this court.
Right. I mean, you know, this guy's, I don't know. I mean, but if these numbers are correct and he sits on the bench 20 years, he's going to have 10 jury trials.
Mm.
I'm not saying that's the case, but if you had 20 jury trials in your life, that's not very many.
No.
And, I mean, it's certainly not what you expect when you watch Law and Order on the television.
Yeah.
They have a new jury trial every week.
Right.
So I just wonder how many judges, you know, if you have to ask judges, like, how many do you think somebody got found guilty that shouldn't have been found guilty? You know, what do you think about this? And I do ask, and have asked judges, what do you think about the jury, because I've always disliked juries and have said so on the air many, many times.
Yeah,
I don't like them.
What if judges said to you? This is when they're off duty, you mean?
When they're off duty. And they range from the United States has the best criminal justice system in the world, to which I've heard many times, I don't trust them either. And I'd rather be, I'd rather have a three-judge panel than anything, because I'd rather be judged by the law.
You know, it might be the best system in the world, but it's sad and pathetic nonetheless.
I don't know if it's the best system in the world.
I don't know either, but I'm just saying, like, I'll just take their word for it. It's the best system in the world, but it's sad and pathetic.
If our criminal justice system is the best in the world, then it is the best thing to do to incarcerate people wholesale. Because we have 10 times the next closest place, and the next closest place is awful.
What is the next? Is it China?
It's China. It's going to be China.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and those are people that are being held because of ethnicity.
Right.
I mean, if you start comparing the United States to Western democracies or republics or whatever terminology you want to use to describe things, it's shockingly different than even Canada. And Canada, you can't make much of an argument that Canada is too different than the United States. You're talking about almost entirely the same geography.
Canada is pretty bad. I mean, some of the stuff that I've seen them do is just shocking.
Just saying how many people are incarcerated versus population.
Yeah, I understand. That. But they have some pretty shocking stuff that they do with...
That reminds me. I have something about a shocking story about Canada.
It won't shock me much. I can't even come up with exactly what I'm thinking right now as far as what was shocking that I'm thinking of. But yeah, it definitely.
They've got crazy gun restrictions now in Canada. I mean, they've always had some pretty bad gun rules compared to the United States, and it got worse recently. And then just also more recently, they've banned single-use plastics nationwide in Canada. So, you know, when you go out to eat sometimes, you get some takeout food. You get the little plasticware with the takeout food.
Yeah.
That's now verboten.
I guess you can't eat on the road anymore.
Well, they do. They make it out of bamboo and things like that. Not as nice to use as silverware, but then again, neither is the plastic either. I tried keeping some plasticware in my suitcase so that I could have some if I end up in a hotel with, nothing but ramen noodle or something. And just all the tines off the fork would break and all that.
Yeah.
Checkout bags are also banned, so grocery bags. You know, you've heard about stories like maybe San Francisco or some of the more ultra-liberal towns in the United States have done things like this, but it's nationwide in Canada, at least according to DailyHive.com story about it. You can share your thoughts with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about a guy who just wants to take out the trash in Montana.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S. USA News update. A massive storm sweeping across the U.S. As a result, winter weather watches and warnings are in effect from coast to coast.
As forecasted, it's getting progressively colder. Temperatures, which started the day in the 50s, are making a pit stop in the low 30s before bottoming out near 10 degrees.
That's Jerry Barnish reporting from Long Island. Blizzard warnings are still in effect for portions of states, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Major Midwest cities, including Milwaukee and Chicago, are under winter storm warnings. The FDA now says emergency contraceptive pills don't cause abortions. The agency changed the language in leaflets included with the brand name pill Plan B, One Step, and the generic versions. The information now says the medication works before release of an egg from the ovary. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live supporters like Brad Jardis. Brad, a longtime listener of Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Brad.
Is a silver level supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here. And if you appreciate the work that we do, spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and freedom all around the United States and beyond, then please help us out, as Brad has done. He is silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month. That's all that we ask for. Really appreciate it. It's at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Chris, and Mark here in the studio tonight. Before we get to the trash entrepreneur, Chris, did you have any other observations, anything else that you want to share from what was ultimately frustrating decision by the jury this week?
I think the closing statement was particularly disgusting. And the
closing statement or the rebuttal closing statement?
Because
they got both cracks at them.
Yeah. But that and the...
Because he was lying.
What the Justice Department came out with after the verdict.
The press release?
Yeah, I mean, every other word, you know, that
that is being uttered by these by the prosecution in the closing statement and in the Justice Department in their press release, it was some sort of lie or manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just disgusting. And it's like everything was rebutted in the trial, and it's like they, of course, just ignored it, which, I mean, it's to their personal benefit. And, it was just disgusting.
Well, they're trying to make Bitcoin look dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to make Bitcoin look bad, and that, it's legal. It's legal to buy and sell Bitcoin. You just have to do it the way the government says so.
It's even worse than that, because they're trying to say that because you used Bitcoin or sold Bitcoin, and it was anonymous when it wasn't, in fact, which is one of the things that drives me nuts. He kept saying it's, you know, anonymous, and it's like, well, hold on a second. You, especially in relation to the scams, which is what they're talking about, you actually ID'd these people. You know, it was the policy of the church to ID these people. So how can you say it was anonymous Bitcoin? It wasn't anonymous Bitcoin. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, Bitcoin is not anonymous per se. It's pseudonymous.
Right, and they went from pseudo-anonymous to anonymous. They explained to the jury.
Both terms.
Right, what pseudo-anonymous was versus anonymous, and then they go and call it anonymous. Yeah. It's like, they're outright liars.
Well, I will say this. Their strategy worked.
It did.
It was successful. The other thing I wonder to myself when I think about buying Bitcoin and scams and these kind of things, how many people, like one thing that never got talked about in the trial by either side is, Seth, what's his last name, A-Frame, harped on this issue of, well, Ian was charging so much more than the exchanges charge.
Oh, my God.
Now, I mean, you know, I agree with you. It's a different system, right? It doesn't make a difference. It's like comparing a car dealer to a used car sales place. It's, you know, to completely different businesses. Hold on.
Sorry.
The question I have is, how many people using a Coinbase account are getting scammed or are scammers? I don't know the answer. But what is the advantage to buying on local Bitcoins that there isn't on Coinbase? Because I've used these exchanges in the past, and I can say that if you put Bitcoin in and sell it for USD, you get your money. And I can't imagine it's that much different in this circumstance. Because all that would happen is this little old lady takes a picture and, you know, sends it her passport and does all the things that you asked her to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nothing really was different there.
You're talking about as compared to signing up for Coinbase?
Right. If she's signing up for Coinbase, she takes a picture, she's does the whole shebang, and then Romeo, over the Nigerian Romeo or whatever the situation is, he tells her, okay, now wire transfer your money to this account. Is Coinbase going to stop her? Because I haven't seen anything that happen.
The banks didn't stop.
No.
It wasn't like the banks were actually regulated, unlike the church.
The banks are filling out all the forms, and they didn't stop these old ladies.
And the church did the KYC, you know, that the banks did, and they all...
If not more so.
Right. And the church did more than the banks did, because unlike the banks never called these little old ladies. Ian did. The church did.
And I don't think Coinbase would call them either.
Hold on. The little old ladies were in front of the bankers. Like, they actually were in, they had to talk to these old ladies, and they let these wires through. Now, there were a few instances usually it was after these old ladies had sent, you know, $200,000 or whatever, that a bank would say, all right, we're shutting down your account. And then they just go and they open another account at the behest of the scammer.
And they did, right? In many cases, these ladies, in a couple of cases of people testified, they opened several accounts, just like you did, and ran into the same problems that you did. And they were essentially doing what you did, except they didn't try to follow the law in any way. And for whatever reason, that made them... in some way sympathetic to the jury, whereas you, not so much. So my question is once you send in your wire transfers to Coinbase, you turn your money into BTC, like the scammer asks, then you wire it out to send out your BTC to an address. It has to be
the scammer's address,
a confirmed address. Right? It has to be a confirmed address.
What does that mean, confirmed address?
I don't know. Precisely, but I can tell you that it's only one address that I send out things on an exchange.
You can put a new address in. And
you can do it later, but it has to go through a process of some sort. So the scammer knows what the government knows what particular address it was sent to, because Coinbase can say. And then
they know that, too, with the local Bitcoins.
They know that with local Bitcoins. They know it with your stuff. I mean, I don't see anything different. I would only imagine that Coinbase, and I don't want to put single out Coinbase here, Kraken, you know, the major exchanges in the United States, are all being used for scams.
Of course they are, but they're registered, so it's totally fine.
There are a couple differences, I think, between local Bitcoins and the church and, you know, something like Kraken. One, Kraken's got the volume, right? These actual Bitcoin exchanges have the volume, so their fees can be lower, right? Sellers on local, you know, Bitcoin, you know, they're gonna have a little bit higher fees, right? But there's also there's another aspect of it too, potentially, and that is potentially a little bit of privacy or a little bit of more privacy. However, that wasn't the case with the church, because the church was doing the same process that the banks do and the same process that Kraken did. So it at least wasn't the case for when somebody was using local Bitcoin to purchase crypto from the Shire Free Church.
And that's what I don't understand about this, is why does one do. Why do people want to use local Bitcoin if there's no fundamental difference between the exchange and...
I would say it's a convenience factor in a lot of cases, because you cannot go and deposit cash in Kraken's bank account. And there's a lot of people that are selling Bitcoin for cash deposits on local Bitcoins. There's also other options for buying things on local Bitcoins, like you can go and buy a gift card or something like that. I know it's one of those higher risk things, but there are lower risk and higher risk ways to buy on local Bitcoins. And there's a whole wide range of different options that you just don't have when it comes to a Bitcoin exchange. All you can do there is wire in money, and that's it.
Well, yours was, you were doing the low risk way, which is, I think, amusing. That somehow, you get brought up on charges for doing the low-risk thing. You were doing the low-risk thing, but you got scammed and had to deal with scammers on multiple occasions.
Yeah. I was a victim of scammers.
And a lot more occasions than you knew, in fact.
Yep.
And
that didn't matter.
Yeah. I guess it
didn't matter.
Yep. I can only imagine that anybody who tries anything higher risk is just ripped off every time.
Yeah, there's a lot of there are some scam artists on local Bitcoins. Though, as I said in my my testimony, it's probably 1% of the transactions that I had. Most of them were people that just wanted to get some Bitcoin,
and that's probably because of the KYC you were doing, the extra steps that you were taking in order to.
It ran a lot of scammers off.
Right. Yeah. Like, why would I want to? If I was a scammer, why would I want to, go jump through all these hoops and risk not getting my Bitcoin anyway?
Yeah. I don't know what percentage it was. If it was, I don't know what acceptable level it would be for wires. I don't know. For scammers. I don't know what the acceptable level is. Would the jury have said, you're a bad man, if you worked with, people and it was 10% scammers? 15? 20? 25? I don't know what the unacceptable level of scammers is.
Well, apparently it's about 1%, because that's all they got shown in this.
That's all they showed or proved, yeah.
Yeah, in this situation. During the trial, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. And one thing's for sure, having a government permission slip would not have changed the number of scammers that were trying to take advantage. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark. Continue. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. And 603-283-6160 is that number. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Where we have a lot of features there for you, including our TikTok channel. You can go to tiktok.freetalklive.com, and you'll find a few videos there, and maybe we'll put some more up there at some point. I think Aria and Bonnie are in charge of the channel. There's some pretty good ones there, though, as is. That's tiktok.freetalklive.com. It'll be there until they take our channel down, which I'm sure will happen at some point. Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Vernon is on the line in Louisiana. Go ahead, Vernon.
So I had a couple of questions about the trial now that it's over, and I can stay on or take them off the air. So one, were you happy with how you were represented by your attorney? Two, do you plan on getting a new attorney for your appeal? And three, do you feel like if you do an appeal, do you feel like you're going to take a different approach with your defense, or do you feel like the defense that you have used, you know, the topic of your defense, do you feel like
okay. So I get what your question is, and the way appeals work is you can only appeal on questions of law. So you don't get to just like take another crack at the case or whatever. You don't have an alternative theory, or you don't get to re-argue your existing theory. You're not trying to convince the appeal judges. This is my understanding of how this works.
Yeah.
You're not trying to convince the appeal judges that the jury was, you know, mistaken per se or whatever. What you're trying to convince the judges of is that there was some sort of error made by the court at the lower level that should result in, or in this case, the prosecutors or whatever, by at the lower level that should result in the charges being reversed or the convictions being reversed. And that's my understanding of how this works. And further, yes, I think Mark Sisti is a great attorney. I'm very happy with what he did. I think he did a fantastic job. It's just this jury just wasn't. They were just buying whatever the prosecution was selling them, unfortunately, and it's unfortunate. But so yeah, I'm sticking with Mark Sisti for sure.
Yeah, something you might want to paint a note to though is the government spent God knows millions of dollars on this case. I mean the prosecution
on the investigation,
yeah. And even in like the trial, they have like six people. You know, it's Mark and Ian, right? So it's very disproportional, you know, in terms of your defense. It's not like you've got, you know, a team of lawyers. I mean, this isn't an O.J. Simpson sort of situation where there's 20 lawyers on staff, you know, helping you figure out every little thing in terms of, you know, making a defense to every other one of their stupid arguments, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not part of the church, your church or anything, and so I'm kind of an outsider here, and obviously I didn't sit in the trial at all. I just heard about it on Free Talk Live and also occasionally read about it in the news. You know, but to me, I just felt like your defense was a little weak compared to the evidence that and I'm not taking sides here. I am giving you my straight up opinion. I felt like it was more, you know, I don't know. I felt like the closing argument, especially just from what I've read and, you know, what I've heard on here, was a little weak in its, you know, and I know it's too late now for that to be done, but let me ask one other question and I promise I'll let you all go. Did your bail conditions or anything change? And I know it's not bail anymore. Whatever, you know. I'm glad you're out until you get sentenced.
Pre-sentencing confinement at this point.
Any additional, you know.
Yeah, so now I'm on what they call home confinement again, as I was initially when I first got bail in the summer of 2021. The difference this time is I don't have the leg shackle or whatever, the leg transmitter, anklet.
Tracking device.
Right, so I don't have that, but I do have a smartphone program that I have to answer if it, you know, buzzes at me or whatever a few times a day. It'll demand that I answer within 15 minutes. I have to send a picture of myself, and then it, you know, coordinates that with GPS to say, oh, yep, looks like he's where he's supposed to be. That's what it does, basically. So it's sort of a newer tech version, if you will.
Can't it just check the what do you call it? The
GPS?
Yeah, the GPS on your phone.
But then it wouldn't know where I am.
I see. So you could leave you could wrap the dog,
duct tape it
to the dog, and you don't have to. Yep. But I see.
That's one of the other additional things that has to happen now. But otherwise, pretty much and they're putting spy software back on the phone and back on my laptop. That kind of thing, so.
Do we have time for one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So can you talk a little bit about where the government said that you disabled the Get to Know Your Customer software? And I'm sorry if that's not the right terminology for that, but I did see that in their press release that you quoted a day or two ago. And I was just curious what that was about and if you have any comments on that.
Actually, they're incorrect. When you get one of these machines, that stuff is not enabled to begin with. So I didn't technically disable it.
I just didn't
enable it.
That wasn't well, I thought, responded to in the.
I don't think it would have mattered.
I don't think it necessarily mattered either. But it's just one of those things that I was worried about too when it came up, and they kept saying it, and it's like, no, that's not what happened. And I know somebody testified to that it was disabled, but that wasn't correct. I think it was Chris Reitman. I don't think he did it intentionally, but. You know, it's just that, you know, it's one of these things where it's like, if you weren't the one who set it up and, you know, the only person who did doesn't say anything about it, it's, you know.
It was our policy that it was a private machine.
Right.
It was a private sale between two participants.
All they would have said is he intentionally did not enable the KYC that was on the thing. So they would have just turned it around a little bit. I think that, you know, I think the Cupid doll here, the winning prize in this is, what is there to learn from this, and how can we grow as people from what occurred? Because we can either continue to think the way we did beforehand and continue to get the results that we got, or we can take whatever instruction we got from this situation and get something new. It's up to you.
I think that's assuming that we didn't know what we were getting into in the first place, or Ian didn't know what he was getting into in the first place.
Did you know you're getting into up to 20 years in prison?
No, I thought that this was going to be a money transmitter charge, and that's about it. I really didn't think that there would be, I knew they were going to try a money laundering, but I figured, I told the guy no, so I didn't think that would actually end up happening. And I certainly didn't think that I would get convicted of it.
Right.
I told the guy no when he said he was a heroin dealer, but they convicted me of it anyway.
Didn't the local paper and up there say that you may only get 8 years, though, or did I misread that?
I don't know. I don't know where all the numbers are coming from. All I know is I heard the prosecutor say 240 months when the judge asked him.
Yeah, the 8 years was from the prosecutor outside the courtroom that he said to the Sentinel. So,
oh, really?
At least 8 years is what he said.
Oh, at least?
At least 8 years.
So the 240 that you were referring to was points. The federal system works based on points.
Well, Sissy said that was months, 240 months.
Okay.
So I think that's what maybe the maximum would be, which would be 20 years, which is the maximum of one of the money laundering counts. And then, of course, other charges would be concurrent in that case.
Is there any other sort of forfeiture or anything that may come with sentencing?
You better believe it. Yeah, they took a ton of gold and silver and Bitcoin as well. So I'm sure they're going to want to forfeit as much of that as they can possibly get.
They're going to try and say that it was I'm trying to think how they would phrase it in the legal system, but it's something effectively they're going to say it was mixed assets. So,
or proceeds from crime is what they'll say.
No, because some of that stuff was obviously predating any of the any of the crimes accused.
Sure, but they'll liquidate it in order to settle up whatever the fines are that are
that could be true too.
That are assessed.
But they'll also say it was mixed, right? It was in the same safe. Therefore, the way the law is, it's like they can just assume it was all proceeds of crime. It's kind of messed up, but that's how that works.
Thank you, Vernon, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. In other court-related news, Victor Boot is out. He is the guy that the Russians traded Brittany Griner for, the basketball player who they had arrested for possession of cannabis some number of months ago, earlier this year, I believe it was. And they got a hell of a trade deal where they got back the Lord of War. That's the movie starring Nicolas Cage that was supposedly based on his life. His name again, Victor Boot, spent 14 years in a U.S. prison on a sentence he was arrested in 2008, extradited to the U.S. in 2010, and then went to trial in 2011, was supposed to get out of jail in 2029. So his sentence was just barely over the 20 years that they're saying that I could receive, and he was convicted of terrorism. So that seems really fair.
Right? I did finally look it up. Brittany Griner apparently is working with the Phoenix Mercury.
That's the team she's on?
Yeah. There you go.
There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, Victor Boot is back in Russia.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.